You're listening to the audio production of Soul Talk, Speaking with Power into the Lives of Others by Dr. Larry Crabb. Published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ernie Russell. Please note that you may download a PDF that provides enhanced material for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To our intentional spiritual formation group, thanks for the opportunity you provide for each of us to learn the language God longs for us to speak. Introduction. When Life Begins. Shortly after noon on July 5, 1997, the doctor told me I had cancer. I can't recall the physician's name, but I can see his face as clearly as if I were watching a video of him walking into my hospital room, where my wife and I awaited his diagnosis. I see the thick, dark mustache draped over a full mouth and the intense Hispanic eyes looking at me with kind sadness, which I instantly registered with alarm. He stood at the foot of my bed, the way a nervous missionary might keep his distance from a leper. I sensed he wanted to come closer, maybe touch my shoulder, but he remained at a professional distance while he spoke. And I can still hear his voice as distinctly as if he were speaking to me right now. His accent was pronounced, almost as thick as his mustache. But I had absolutely no trouble making out every word. "We just got the results from your CAT scan. You have a mass the size of a tennis ball near your stomach. We're pretty certain it's malignant." My wife and I cried when the doctor left. He had made no promises. We didn't know if I'd live or die. It takes a while to realize what life is all about. We don't ask the hard questions until we have to. That day, I had to. The doctor's words got me thinking, more than I had since my brother was killed 6 years earlier in a plane crash, about what I'm doing here, how I'm supposed to maneuver through life's unpredictability, what I really want out of life, and whether it's available. The curtains covering my soul fell back, and I began to see what was happening inside. When that occurred, the battle began, but it's also when life began. Seeing inside our soul. Most of us live for years determined not to look too closely into our soul. We don't want to get that well acquainted with ourselves and with the world we live in. We worry that if we look closely at what we want and what's available, if we saw all that was happening in our soul, we'd give up or go mad, or maybe become religious fanatics, nutcases for Jesus, who hold up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?